listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to continue our Set Apart to Serve series, and today we get to hang out with camp friends.
Yes.
Talk about summer camp. I'm excited about that as we're talking about Set Apart to Serve. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, David Vanderkar. He's Executive Director of Lakeview Ministries in Seymour, Indiana. David, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
And Danny Frastashi, Operations Director at Lakeview Ministries in Seymour, Indiana. Danny, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be back.
So, David, let's talk a little bit about the background of Lakeview Ministries. What is it? And tell us about the programs you offer and what that means with summer right around the corner.
Yeah, so our organization is actually celebrating our 60th year in ministry this year. We got started in 1965 as a summer camp program and operated up through the 90s as really just a standalone summer camp. You know, opened up in April, closed down in September. And in the late 90s, the board of directors at the time went through a visioning process and saw that camp could be more than what it had been in terms of the number of children it served and the serving people of all ages and not just children. So they went through a visioning process and capital campaign, started to expand the ministry. And, you know, in 1997, we had about 600 campers that came to camp during the summer. By the year 2000, that number had doubled up to 1,200 campers. And in 2001, they opened up their first year-round retreat facility and started welcoming people to camp throughout the entire year. And since that time, you know, that was 25 years ago, but we've expanded, added two other camp facilities that we're operating now, and to the point where last summer we had 2,400 campers that came to camp during one of our summer camp programs and welcomed about 5,000 guests out to camp as part of a retreat group. And so, we are looking here in our 60th year of launching another campaign that will be laying the groundwork for and of laying the foundations for the next 60 years of ministry. And so it's been amazing to see what God has done here in the first 60 years and specifically kind of the last 30 years of expansion. We got a great team here and just look forward to continuing to partner, you know, with the church and bringing outdoor ministry and the impact that outdoor ministries can have inside our churches. So
what does camp actually look like year round? I think most people are probably familiar with the summer camp model. You go outside when it's warm out, but when it's cold out, you don't necessarily go outside. And you guys have wonderful year round programming. What does that actually look like from a programming perspective or activities and things that people can do year round at camp?
I can jump in here, Dave. Yeah. And to answer your question, Sarah, after summer camp's over, we all go on vacation for the next time. And it's one of the things we talk about with, like, you know, church work is just, there's just rhythms to the season for us. And so, you know, obviously summer camp is what everybody thinks of, but once we get into the fall, you get a lot of schools, especially our Lutheran schools, they're getting back into session. And so bringing their students out for outdoor education classes, we get a lot of churches that are starting up their confirmation classes as well. So bringing their students out to camp for retreats and stuff like that. So, you know, fall, we do a lot of that with churches and schools, welcoming their students out as they start getting back into their rhythm. And then for us, the winter is our time to really focus on resetting from the year and also looking ahead to the next season as far as like promotional stuff and then recruiting. We hire, this year we're looking to hire 55 college students for our summer staff. And so, we're visiting schools and churches and trying to drum up all those people. And then springtime rolls around and life starts waking back up. And so does camp. We start welcoming back our guests, especially here in as we get into March and the trees start budding. And we're excited to start welcoming back, you know, churches, schools, men's, women's retreats, the whole wide range of things. And then obviously right after that, jump into summer.
So there are a lot of people who come to Lakeview throughout the whole year, and it's really a broad spectrum of ages. Now, you know, you mentioned your summer staff coming on board. I think it was 55. Is that what you're looking for this summer?
Yeah.
55 typically young adults who are ready to serve, and campers from what age to what age typically during the summer?
Yeah, so our summer camp programs run the whole range. So for really little ones, so kindergartners, you know, through second grade, we call it our Tiny Tykes programs, where that's when they come out for a weekend with mom or dad. They can bring their great uncle, whoever they find. So that's for our little campers, just to get them introduced to camp. And then our Camp Lakeview, we call it our classic camp. That runs for our elementary students, so second grade through sixth grade. And then our expansion, it's a whole over 10 years ago now, feels like yesterday, but the Villages program, that's specifically for our middle school and high school students. So for our summer camp, we're running the full range from all the way from kindergarten through seniors in high school.
That's outstanding. So a lot of people coming through the gates there at camp, coming onto to Lakeview for a variety of reasons throughout summer and throughout the rest of the year for summer camp, for retreats. How does time at camp, time spent at camp, and in that community together at camp, how does that shape attitudes about a life of Christian service? David?
Yeah, so I think that word community is kind of the key. You know, when I've had a lot of conversations with parents that have, you know, sent campers to Lakeview, but have also sent campers to other summer camps over the years. And those conversations when I've had with those parents, they, you know, they came back and they said, you know, I've asked them, you know, what's the difference between Lakeview and, you know, other camps that you've been to, you know, other just public camps or other Christian camps. And, you know, they've said, you know, when my kids come back from those other camps, they talk about all the fun activities they did, you know, all of the neat things that they were able to participate in at camp. But they said when they come back from Lakeview, they talk about the staff and the other campers that they met, and they talk about the relationships that they built. And that, I think, is, you know, what is so integral when it comes to the power of camp ministry, when it comes to people, you know, considering going into ministry after they've had a experience working at camp during the summer, because it just shows the importance of those relationships and that community that's built, and really highlights, you know, what a Christian community can look like. And I think that's something that is hard to experience sometimes out in, you know, out in the real world, so to speak. So,
yeah, Danny, what are some examples that you've seen of how summer camp shapes attitudes toward Christian service, including full-time church work?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think so many of us, myself included, you know, we tend to live our day-to-day lives with ourselves at the center of it, of what are my needs and what are my desires and what are my wants. And, you know, it's all focused about myself and maybe those around me. You know, I see them in my orbit, but they're not the center. But when you work at camp and when you're serving those, I specifically think of our elementary kids that, you know, are just running around without any idea of where they're going and all that. All of a sudden, you can no longer have yourself as the center of your world, the center of your attention. It needs to be these campers. And you're living in that environment 24/7, 7 days a week of all of a sudden your world is about other people and about those around you and serving them. And even more than that, your world is about serving the Lord's kingdom and in teaching the gospel and sharing that love and that truth with these kids day in and day out. And so I think, you know, that's one of the unique things about camp is that allows especially young adults to see what it's like to live without ourselves and themselves as the center of their day-to-day attention, to see what it's like to live, you know, for others and live for the kingdom, live for sharing the gospel. And I just think that's very fulfilling. It's very, very purposeful. You know, you wake up each morning and your day is filled with purpose. You know, I have a purpose to serve these campers, to serve the kingdom. And I really think that's what this next generation is looking for. You know, when they are looking for careers and what to do, they're looking for purpose and they're looking for something that's fulfilling to them on a day in, day out basis. And I think that's something you get in spades when you work at camp in that 24/7 environment.
Certainly during the summer, if you're on summer camp staff from well beyond sunup to sundown, you are busy caring, especially as summer camp staff, you're caring for others. What about during the other seasons of the year? I'm hoping that there are a few quiet moments throughout the other seasons of the year for your camp staff. What does that look like? How does that shape attitudes toward Christian service during, I know some camps call it during the program season, but you have programs year round. So, but what does that look like during that season, the fall, winter, and spring?
Well, I'll jump in here. You know, it really is, like you said, you know, there's those moments of silence and quiet. And I think that is really important. You know, for camp ministry, for us, we're very, very seasonal, very rhythmic in that sense. And so, you know, I think it helps, especially, I see this most with our, like, what we call program assistants, basically young adults that are, you know, figuring out what they want to do after college or in college and all that. And for them to, you know, learn how to recharge throughout the year and set themselves up for, you know, the long haul in terms of service and ministry work and all of that. And so I think, you know, working at camp helps them develop those healthy rhythms of, you have this really heavy season of summer, you have this really busy time, but then, you know, we get to fall and we get to winter and, you know, there are busy times, but there's also times of rest and recovery and, you know, reconnecting with your faith and with your community and all that stuff. So I do think, you know, just the rhythms of our season help our young adults, particularly our program assistants, kind of develop that and set themselves up well for success in the long term as they go into their careers.
We have more to talk about with summer camp for our Set Apart to Serve series. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Gulseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Gulseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with David Vandercar and Danny Frestashi from Lakeview Ministries in Seymour, Indiana, about summer camp and camp in general and what that means to work at camp, whether you're summer staff or full-time staff, what the life at camp looks like, how that can be a full-time service to the church. David, do you know about how many church workers could potentially attribute experience at Lakeview to considering full-time church work?
Yeah, we are trying to get more precise numbers on that as we look at, you know, celebrating our 60th anniversary. We wanted to put together, you know, over the years, what that looks like, because we've had, you know, over 300 summer staff members, you know, as part of our summer staff. And that's probably a small number as we go back 60 years. But we recently put out a survey to inquire, you know, for getting their contact information and inquiring if they have, you know, worked in full-time ministry since their time at camp. And we're still hoping to get more responses from this, but the early responses is that over 40% of individuals that have worked at Lakeview served at some point in full-time ministry since their time at camp. You know, a lot of that is, you know, teachers, you know, there's pastors in there, DCEs. You know, we get a lot of individuals that go on and work in Lutheran education. Yeah, I asked a follow-up question about, you know, how many of them have been rostered with the LCMS, and that was 70% of those respondents said that they rostered with the LCMS. So, you know, I think that is a huge, you know, a huge thing, that when people have a summer camp experience, they, you know, it impacts them to where they want to go out and continue to serve the church after that. Did a quick search as well. I asked them kind of where different locations that they had served around the country, you know, in positions they've served, and with the respondents we had, they indicated it was over 20 different states that they had went on to work in. So, you know, that's just for us here at Lakeview. So, you know, when you look at all the other LCMS camps across the country, you know, I think that the networks of our really tie do a lot to tie our church together, you know, as people move from, you know, being connected in one ministry to another. So I know recently we went up to the NLOMA conference, which is the National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association, and we were able to, there's about 100 individuals that were part of that conference. We met up at Camp Luther up in Wisconsin for that. And we took a picture of all of the people that had a connection to Lakeview, and, you know, ended up having about 18 individuals in that picture. And, you know, those other individuals are serving in other camps across the country, other ministries and everything. So yeah, it's just really neat to think about how our LCMS camps kind of make those connections all across the country.
So is there something that you do intentionally at Lakeview that encourages your staff and your staff alumni to consider church work? Are you doing something specifically to form church workers, or is it just like a secret ingredient in the s'mores?
Or both.
Danny?
Well, probably the secret ingredient, Andy, unfortunately. You know, I think it's, when you talk about like intentionally form church workers, well, I mean, part of it is, you know, it's one thing I say is like, well, that's completely out of our hands. But two, you know, I think there are things that we can do to just introduce people to that thought of what it would look like. And, you know, we start introducing our campers at a pretty young age to that idea of service through our junior staff program. And so, you know, that's for high school students where they can, you know, while they still have the opportunity to come and be campers and have all the fun and have us serve them, we give them the opportunity to come and volunteer here to start to learn what it looks like to serve others and to be on the other side of that. And so, you know, as we start that at freshman, we just bumped it down to freshman year of high school this year. And, you know, this year we're looking at over 140 applicants to our junior staff program to come out and serve this summer, which is an awesome number. And, you know, just those kids, it's so funny. You see them just come and some of them are just so wide eyed of like, what do I do? I've never had to like take care of or watch over anybody else in my life. And what does this look like? And just seeing them progress throughout the, you know, they come for 2 weeks and seeing them progress of like, oh, wow, I made this really cool connection with one of the kids in my cabins, or, you know, I was able to do this and help this camper who was feeling homesick or whatever, and just see how like important and meaningful that is to them. I think that starts to open their eyes to like, you know, this is really valuable and really amazing stuff when you get to serve other people and make a difference in others' lives. And so, you know, doing that from a very young age, I think helps set them up. So when they start making those bigger decisions for where am I going with my life and what do I want to do with it? Well, I remember this one time that I had this kid in my cabin and we had this conversation and I just felt like, you know, the Lord was able to use me. I was able to make a difference. I think that's impactful. And I think that really starts their minds thinking of, you know, maybe God is calling me to do this. Maybe he is. I love the word set apart. Maybe he is setting me apart to do this here for the long term. So, you know, I think that's one of the best things we do intentionally is starting those kids thinking about that from just that young age when they really are starting to look ahead to their careers and their life.
Danny, how do you see Set Apart to Serve and Lutheran Camps collaborating to focus more on forming and recruiting church workers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, camp is, I love campus. It's like it's a little bit of a trial ground, I think, you know, of where, you know, you get to just kind of dip your feet into the water of ministry for a season. You know, it's not like this is something you have to do for the rest of your life. You're doing it for a short period of time. And so, you know, getting to try different roles and to try different things, because there's so many different places to serve in ministry. You know, whether that's as a pastor, as a DC, as a teacher, there's so many different ways. And so you kind of get to try out those different things, I think, at camp to see, you know, where the Lord is maybe leading, where he's maybe gifted you in different ways, whether that is teaching, whether that is leading others. So I think that's really cool that, you know, camp provides a place for people thinking about that, just to dip their feet in the water of ministry, if you will. And for us, you know, we get to live with these young adults for this season of this life, this super important season of this life. And We get to build these deep relationships with them and get to know them really well and learn about their hopes, their dreams, their fears, their worries, and being able to speak into them and speak into their lives of our experiences in ministry, of what, God has shown us and done through us through our lives. And so being able to walk alongside them as they consider those career options and those big decisions, I think that's really amazing. I love just those one-on-one conversations I get to have with our college students as they just ponder life and we just work through the weeds together. We work through all those questions that they have and just have to have those great conversations about, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What is the Lord maybe calling you to?
David, anything you'd like to add to that? Thoughts on how Set Apart to Serve and Lutheran Camps can collaborate to form and recruit church workers?
Yeah, so I think specifically with the Lutheran Camp Network, we have a great resource there, because I was going to add one thing to what Danny talked about, our junior staff program. One of the things we talk with them about early on is that there are other camps out there that they can go and serve at. And part of that conversation has come up because, we end up getting usually around, 70 applicants for our full-time summer staff positions, and we can't hire all of them. And so, we end up encouraging them to go and work at other Lutheran camps, if they want to work at a camp, and we don't have a spot for them, to consider going and working at another camp. And we start those conversations with them, when they are junior staff in high school. And I think that is important for them to be, for the thought that God might be sending me somewhere else, because as a child, a lot of times you are so focused on, the community that you are living in currently, and recognizing that God might have something else in mind for you, that he might be, not just sending you into ministry, but sending you somewhere else into ministry. And I think, that realization and that they just expanding their mind in that way, I think is something that, with the network of camps, we have a great way of challenging, those young adults into thinking about, where is God sending me as well? Not just whether he's calling me into ministry, but is he, where is he calling me into ministry? And so, I think that's a key point and something that I think is unique to, the network of LCMS camps that we have, that we can share young adults with each other and expand their minds in that way. So
what's on deck for this summer for you guys? It's right around the corner.
It is, yeah. So we opened our registration at the beginning of February, and we currently have over 1,900 children signed up for summer camp programs. We still have spots available throughout most all of our programs, and so we are still looking for additional campers to sign up and everything. We are in the process of hiring our summer staff. We have, 48 of our 55 positions pretty well hired, or at least made offers for. But this is something I'll kind of speak to for all of our camps. We are, all the camps are still looking for more young adults to serve in ministry this summer. And so, if you know of a college-age young adult that you think would be good in serving at camp, I encourage you to have them go out to naloma.org and naloma.org, and where they can send in their application and become a part of the process and be considered for a camp job this summer. So.
Very good. And the website for Lakeview, that we can find out about Lakeview this summer and what's going on there. What's that, David?
Yeah, so it is at lakeview.camp. So lakeview.camp. And that has all of our summer camp information there. You can register for camp, see what camps we still have openings in. And then it also has information just about our ministry and organization in terms of, other ways you can be involved. We are actually unique in the sense that we are not owned by a specific district or church. We are owned by people donate to camp. So anybody that makes a $100 donation is a part owner and voting member at Lakeview Ministries. And, you know, it also has information about how you can, if you want to come out to camp as part of a retreat group, run our facilities for, you know, a family reunion or a church outing. All that information is out on our website. So
David Vanderkar, Executive Director of Lakeview Ministries in Seymour, Indiana. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a blessing.
And Danny Frastashi, Operations Director at Lakeview Ministries in Seymour, Indiana. Danny, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys. It's been good.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.